Coffee and Cream on Hale Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
Crosby dangles around Gerard. Backhand shot. He scores! Oh, mile high magic from the captain. A dart on the backhand over the right shoulder of Georgiev. And the Penguins get the first goal in this one. It's 1-0 Pittsburgh.
Still has it with Brunson. Trying to be annoying. Gets to the top of the circle. Jumper got it. Somebody. Anybody. Jimmy Butler's body. Now he's bowing.
I got
with
you.
With a greeting for Dwayne Wade.
Davis for the 17-foot J above the right elbow. It's his game. He can't be stopped right now. 21 for the Lakers. Anthony Davis. They're up 86-77.
19 seconds to go. 6 second difference on the shot clock. Warriors with the ball. Curry's got it, a 1 point lead. 6 to shoot. Curry behind the back. Curry drives, has a seam, lays it in. 8.5 seconds to go. Warriors by 3.
Welcome in. Coffee and Cream on a Thirst Trap kind of Thursday. Live from the H&H Chevrolet Studios. Brought to you, actually sponsored by the Beanery. And we got some coffee in the morning. Not only the show, but a nice little iced coffee from my very well-dressed friend, my amigo, my compadre, my ace, Robbie Lula.
Good morning. What's going on, man?
So, you know, there's this thing about being insecure.
Okay.
That I know very, very well.
Me too.
I am not Natalie attired enough to be sitting next to one Robbie Lula.
Well,
very sharp.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Dapper Dan, I'm going to give you kudos on the pocket square. I like the little accent color.
Thank you.
Because it goes with the links on the button sleeve.
Yeah,
I'm kind of noticing.
I'm a big cufflink guy.
Yeah,
I like cufflinks a lot. Yeah.
Well, when you can't put your arms down, I think everybody can see them.
Well, yeah. Well, you got to have the proper amount.
So you know, it's like if you got like a 37 inch reach and 37 inch arms, it's like it's a problem. I feel like you know your cufflinks are like Wonder Woman bracelets, like you could just like block
just like
bullets. Yeah, it's like as we get childish already.
You know, my arms are actually pretty long for my height.
Yeah, but I can't put my arms down.
But it's the mobility issue.
Yeah.
You know, like there's
range of motion.
Bit, yeah,
I saw you get out of the vehicle and kind of whipping around pretty good this morning. Feeling good. Big day for you today.
Well, you know, I got some stuff going on. I got some meetings later, so.
What do you got going on today? I got meetings. Yeah, you want to expound? No.
Well, listen, no. I'd be happy to expound to you. It's just when some people ask, like they don't actually
care.
Well, it's
grasp it.
It's a matter of how much detail they care about.
Yeah.
Because I assume if you ask, you care.
Correct.
Right?
But it's care.
A matter of, I think that's I swear. I think you're going like all for one there.
No, wait, Shane. Who's the little, yeah, there's that one. And then
that's what I thought.
I care for you. That would be the black people's version of the same crooning. I asked Shane like he'd know the group.
All for One's black.
Kenny.
No, are they?
Yeah.
No, wait.
They were like knockoff Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah, another one of those bubblegum boy bands.
So
there was, like, all of them for one. There was, like, Shy, and there was, like, this run of High Five. She's playing hard to get.
Yeah, yeah, you had this. It was, like, early to mid-90s. It was, like, the pre-boy band stage.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, let's be honest here. It's like everything else in music. Like, black people did it first, and then white people's like, hey, that's a good idea.
Okay, Elvis. Wow. Welcome Thursday. Welcome to Thursday with old L squared, because there's two L's in Lula.
I mean, three,
but two back to back.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you because none of that.
It just went right over your head.
Yeah.
Were you a Chuck Berry guy? He used to say his music got stolen.
Sometimes some guys can be too cool for school. These guys weren't. They wanted to do this.
Oh, and we hear
Keith Sweat guy.
Full disclosure, kind of. My sister was a big Keith Sweat guy.
You know who's a big Keith Sweat guy? It's our guy Nick Baugh.
I think we had a CWS show years ago, and whoever was behind the deal back at the studio was a music guy. And he kept playing different bed music, and so we could never have the show. Because
you were just talking about the music the whole time?
All show.
Yeah, no.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, they're CWS shows. Like, they're nonsense anyway, right?
It's like, what are we doing?
But yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say that was probably me.
Was that you?
Probably.
Yeah.
It sounds really
familiar. Yeah, Nick is, I think he's, it's from his time down at Kansas. Well, who was his roommate? Like Keith Langford, I think? I think Keith Langford was a big Keith Sweat guy.
So he's got a couple.
And, like, initiated him into the Keith Sweat life, I think.
Like Nobody, I liked whatever he did with Athena Cage. Little duet. I like that. I like Make It Last Forever.
Okay.
He was such a whiner, though.
Yeah.
That's but I guess that was kind of the thing.
Yeah, but that's why I don't like just this. Just, you're gonna not even gonna understand how I got here. That's why I don't like Ed Sheeran, who's probably like physically as far away from Keith Sweat as you can be.
Yeah,
but he whines all the time.
Yeah,
his first song was like, "Hey, I know we weren't dating, but you cheated on me." It's like, that's no, she didn't.
Well,
you just said you weren't dating.
I see. Much like Dave Aranda yesterday, I think being honest is what people want now, because Adele is a whiner too, and it works for her.
Yeah, but that voice.
Yeah. How about?
Also, I don't know if she's like, I don't take Adele as whining. I take Adele as mourning. She's like always, she's like in mourning about whatever's happening, which is a little different. Like, and maybe it's just
settle down and you
yeah
found a girl.
That's someone who's like heartbroken.
Marry now.
Like, you don't say stuff like that unless you are in it deep.
No, hey, how about like if you know you're kind of just doing your thing, minding your own business.
Yeah.
You kind of were in love, but now you're not. You've moved on.
Yeah,
and she just hits you with that on the playlist. You like get it anonymously in the mail. You like wake up in a cold sweat. You're like, whoa.
Does she
still like me?
I think that happens a lot. Like all, you know, like all the, it's the Taylor Swift thing, right? Where she, like all
I don't
the songs.
Know, I don't know anything about Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, all the songs are like about somebody.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if.
Like passive aggressive, I want you type stuff?
No, I wonder if it's
I'm
just.
I'm mad at you?
I wonder if it's like a Michael Jordan thing. You know how he would like imagine slights?
Yeah.
And like make stuff up about, who was the guy for the was it the Bullets?
Oh, yeah. This,
it was like, good game, Mike.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he never said it.
Yeah. So, Charles Barkley told a story. I just watched this on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was the moment he knew Michael Jordan was crazy.
Yeah.
They were out playing golf with Chuck Daly. And they had to get, they were going to get a couple more rounds in.
Mm-hmm.
Or Michael wanted to get another round in.
Yeah.
And Chuck was like, hey, man, you know, we
got
played
a game today.
Yeah, we play.
Yeah.
Mike was like, nah, man, I'm getting another round in. So he said he played another 18. He said they bounced.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the arena, you know, getting ready to go. And he said the team that they were playing, their point guard was real nice, mm-hmm. little shifty dude. And he said Chuck was in the locker room giving out assignments. And he said Mike was like, nah, I got their point guard. Like, come on, man. You know, like. Messing it up for everybody. Mike was like, I said I got their point guard.
Yeah.
I got such and such. And he said during the half, Mike was just locking him up. He said he was guarding him 94 feet, and he had given him like 18, mm-hmm. which was a lot for the Dream Team at that time because they were sharing the rock, right?
Yeah.
He says, short story long, he went and played the other 18 to get his mind right because he didn't like what the guy had said about him to the papers about the upcoming matchup. He said the man is fresh off the golf course guarding a buddy 94 feet because he wants to give him the business.
Yeah, no, he's a straight psychopath. Michael Jordan, we're all lucky Michael Jordan found basketball. Otherwise, I'm convinced he'd be a serial killer.
Yeah, right. Figure it out.
Like, that's what I mean. He's one of the, like, the way his mind works, you're like, thank God he found basketball. Otherwise, we'd all be in a ton of trouble.
What do you say? Some people think he's a tyrant. Well, you know, he wasn't a nice guy. He said, well, that's you.
That's what I mean.
You never won anything.
Like, it's like, you know, people who say that, people who never won anything. That's what I mean. Like, so I think artists do the same thing with these, like, breakup songs, right? Like, sure, sometimes you get your heart broken, whatever. But I think they kind of, Michael Jordan, imagine the slights a little bit, and then they, like, build it up in their mind and then just use it.
So some people are like that, man. It's like, don't Haven't you heard these coaches? What did we just make fun of a couple of the last champions for? We were mad at Georgia.
Yes.
For a couple of their
games. Believed in us.
Which, again.
Like you were like, you were number one all year.
Robbie, though, I'm going to die on this hill. I'm just telling you, if those guys are chilling in Athens.
Yeah.
Right? They're the defending champs.
Yeah.
And you hear, just say you hear one or two radio show snippets.
Absolutely.
You're mad.
And here's the other thing. Because I think this is sort of happening with Creighton right now, too, where they are, like, locally it's worse, right? So we're not in Athens, right? We're not listening. I'm not, at least. You might, because you watch and listen to everything. But I'm not, like, tuning in to Athens sports talk radio, like, godogs.com or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm mostly consuming the national coverage of Georgia, right? Well, I could imagine, because I've seen, like, the Alabama message boards, where they only win by two touchdowns instead of three touchdowns, and they're like, Saban's lost it. Get rid of him. Bring back Kirby Smart. You know, they lose their minds, right, over the stupidest things. So I could understand a world in which local Georgia coverage gets a little stupid because you see it here where sometimes local Creighton coverage, and listen, I throw myself in there because I do that too, where it can get a little stupid. Right? Especially you go through a 6-game losing streak in the middle of the year and everybody's like, what the F is going on here? I thought this team was a top 10 team. I thought this was a Final Four quality team. And then you just lost 6 games in a row. You know, you start to ask some questions. And to be fair, it's a 6-game losing streak. You deserve to be asked questions of.
Is that a lot?
It's not good. They were 500 a third of the way through the season. That's bad, DB.
And speaking of Bama, since we're just jumping around this morning, like, you know, just keeping folks entertained, again, we appreciate you being part of your morning. Hopefully you're like Robbie, as we are sponsored by the Beanery, having a nice iced coffee. So can I just say this before I move on to the Bama point?
Absolutely.
So the iced coffee, shout out to the Beanery, 4 great locations. What are you doing with the Pepsi?
So that's after the coffee's over.
Walk me through it.
It's Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
First of all, I don't drink regular soda.
Okay.
Diabetic, the sugar's bad.
Right.
No, I drink a lot of liquids.
Okay, because next I'm going to ask you if there's chicken noodle soup in that old man thermos.
No, that's that's just ice. Right now, because I like my beverages very cold.
Me too.
Like really, really cold.
God made you special. Well done.
Thank you. I don't like hot beverages at all.
Me neither.
That's why I wasn't a coffee guy for so long.
Air high five.
Pop. That's why I wasn't a coffee guy for so long, and then the iced coffee thing became.
So there's just ice in there? Because what I imagine you doing is unscrewing the lid and like pouring chicken noodle soup in there.
So I'm not a huge soup guy.
Okay.
There are certain soups I like, but no, I wouldn't bring soup in the morning. Soup in the morning's weird.
Soup in the morning.
Also, soup while you're doing a radio show is weird.
I don't think.
By the way, we have a lot of ice here, so you don't have to bring ice with you.
I appreciate that.
Just giving you a heads up on that.
Not all the places I do radio have ice ready made
to go
for me, so yeah. I appreciate that. When I was doing shows down in Lincoln with Happer.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring two of those, both filled with ice, because I'm down there and I'm in Lincoln for 6 hours or whatever. And I was like, afraid is too strong of a term. I was very anxious about running out of cold beverages.
Yeah, there is such a thing, you know, as bad ice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I know the ice from my house is good.
Legit.
Yeah, like I don't put weird stuff in my fridge or freezer, so it like, because it changes the taste of the ice, right?
Yeah, low key between me and you and the 6 people listening right now, one of the greatest things about moving from my old house, better ice maker.
Ooh, so I've, man, you're going to.
Did I tee you up? So much for Saban and Oates.
We'll get there eventually. Probably. There is, I mean, I've been so tempted. There is this like $600 ice maker.
Stop.
On Amazon.
Stop.
It makes like the perfect nugget ice.
Nugget.
From Sonic, the Sonic ice.
Oh, the little chunklets.
Yeah, the nuggets.
Yeah.
It makes that in your house, and it's incredible. So I know somebody that has one.
Here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
How long are those going to last?
Ice maker or the nuggets?
I'm team chunklet too, right?
Yeah, the little nuggets.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, like incredible.
Every day that ends
good
in
good crunch. Yeah.
What if those machines break? We cool or
well? So
and who's fixing them? I mean, is that on my Surface One plan or
fair point? So you can buy, at least on Amazon, not to like make Jeff Bezos more money, but you can buy service warranties on them.
Okay.
And so I think you get, like, manufacturers usually 1 year, and then they offer, like, a 3 or a 5. And I feel like by 5 years, I've gotten my money's worth out of an ice machine.
I contributed to Amazon yesterday.
I buy everything
courtesy of
Amazon.
Nebraska Hype Man. I'm still mad at him, and he has no idea why.
What did he do?
He tweeted out this.
You're mad.
You said you were mad.
Shut up, Shane.
Got him.
Every time you come in here, he loses his mind.
He does. Shane loves me. We know this.
Hey, let's team
up. It's because I bring him treats.
Let's team up on the black guy. The other one. Hey, so.
Another one.
Okay.
Nebraska Hype Man. Amazon.
Yeah, he tweeted out this picture yesterday of this thing called Fit Soda.
Okay.
And he said, I can't remember exactly what the tweet was. It was some. He cussed, so I couldn't retweet it.
Sure.
I started to because I was like, I think people can discern whether I would talk like that or.
Yeah.
And he goes, man, if you haven't had this, it's good as whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Fecal matter. And.
Which is an ironic thing to say. But anyway. Continue.
Yeah, that's not good. Right. Yeah. But I
don't want my soda to taste that way.
But because I've been traumatized by severe, I Googled it. Mm-hmm. Instead of asking questions, because I was just going to ask him. I was like, hey, man, you know, blase, blase. But in the back of my head, I just heard, Google it. Like, do it yourself. Like, Google it. So I Googled it. You know, I read the reviews. You know, I'm team carbonation, but mm-hmm. I don't want soda. I tried to teach Shane how to drink club soda 2 days ago.
Okay.
We're not quite there yet, but I was just telling him how I weaned off of pop some years ago. Yeah, I got 2 cases.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't get his flavor. He was like team creamsicle.
So what makes it Fit Soda?
Like, so it's like no sugars.
Sure.
It's carbonated. It's supposed to have tremendous flavor, and it has some energy components like amino.
Oh, okay. So it's basically just like diet soda with amino acids.
Yeah, but I seriously scrutinized, and I looked at some guys that had some pretty good frames,
mm-hmm.
and they're swearing by it, so it's like, okay.
So it's like, was it like a stevia deal instead of love?
That's the sweetener thing? Yeah. Like, did I tell you about the time I listened to a church sermon, and the guy... He's done very well in business. He has since moved. He started with an internship with Sokol, but he said, aspartame. The whole sermon, he said, aspartame. And I couldn't for the life figure out
what he was trying to say.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, the additive on the, I said, aspartame? And then he had me thinking I was wrong because he's brilliant.
Yeah.
But anyway, is that what you're talking about?
Stevia is like the more natural artificial sweetener.
Not the guy doing broadcasts that's 16 times better than Avery Smith and Avery Johnson, and they tried to put him with Avery Johnson.
No, that's Stevia Smith.
And it was a debacle.
Yeah, first of all, 3-man booths is a tough
one. They're hard.
Really, really hard.
Pass the ball to David.
And Avery Johnson, woof.
What does that mean?
No,
not
thank
good.
You. Hard pass.
Wait, woof.
It's like, it's from Home Alone, where little Macaulay Culkin's like.
I've seen that movie 2,000 times. I should probably pay better attention.
So he's like, Buzz, your girlfriend, woof. When he like sees the picture of his brother's girlfriend.
Oh, that's early. I was barely locked in by
then. Yeah. But so I'll just say woof sometimes, and that's what I'm.
Woof.
Yeah, it's woof, woof.
Like,
oh, I see.
Thank you, Art.
So you hit up some Fit Soda.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at maybe getting a soda stream.
Thought about it.
Because soda prices have gotten a little absurd.
So Shane
They've
just
gotten aggressive.
Shane just spent like $4.99 for or $5.99 for a 12-pack.
Yeah, that's actually not that bad of a price for what is normal now.
Really?
I used to get those mugs for like $250 a pop. Like $250 a 12 pack.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I'm looking into. Like I scoured.
I'm mad that Hy-Vee bubbly water is now $1.10. It used to be 77 cents.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like $7 for $7 and I was like, okay, it's still not double digits.
My wife drinks this. It's Ollie Pop.
Ollie?
Ollie, like O L L I Pop.
Like the trolley?
Sure. I think we're missing an E there. I think Ollie spells it with an E.
Man, but, listen.
And I don't really know. I think it's supposed to. I think it's supposed to kind of mimic the effects of kombucha, but taste like soda.
Yeah, I wish I could stomach kombucha. I choke it down.
So that's it's got some of the like probiotic and prebiotic and fiber and whatever. And she really likes it. She swears by it. I haven't tried it because. I'm good on my stuff.
I got to slide this in because I'm curious to see what you think about. And good on me already.
Yeah.
But can I just tell you how I remembered it, though?
Absolutely.
Because your pocket square is crimson.
Alabama.
So it brought me. It's weird. I swear to goodness. But that's how I dialed back in. Right. So obviously Saban suspends.
Yes.
His 5-star. Right. Yeah. He uttered the phrase, I'm just curious to see what you think about it.
Oh, I know where you're going.
There is no wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
He's got a coach 13 doors down that just rationalized wrong place.
Someone who was not right, uninvolved in a murder.
I mean, allegedly. I don't know.
I mean, he was involved in some form or fashion.
Okay.
Was he involved to a criminal extent? I don't know.
But
he was involved in some, like, that's accurate, right? Like,
am I reading too much into that, or is he trying to send a message?
No, he's 100% sending a message. I don't think Nick Saban does anything on accident.
See, that's how I feel about Matt Rhule.
Exactly. And that's why they're both good football coaches. Obviously, Matt Rhule's not Nick Saban. Like, settle down, people. I'm not saying that. But there is an intentionality of action and words that successful people in whatever industry tend to have.
Everybody's got an opportunity to make choices and decisions. There's no such thing in being at the wrong place at the wrong time. You got to be responsible for who you're with, who you're around, and what you do, who you associate yourself with, and the situations that you put yourself in.
Mm. And he's right.
Mm.
Like that to me. This goes back to a thing that you know I love about Coach Rhule, and that it's one of the only things I care about in general, accountability and responsibility. That's what he's talking about right there. Is what happened to Brandon Miller after he gave the gun back his fault? Not necessarily, but he made some decisions to get him there.
Mm. Now you got me going because I remember one thing that Coach Rhule said at the coaches clinic, and we'll get to that as we'll set the lineup. We're off to a ripping start. You know how Ravi and I do it. Back after this on Coffee and Cream. Michigan Lance, stay right there.